Nice.
All right. So, what is that, skull cap? What are you wearing?
My face mask.
Face mask. Run on top
yeah,
of your head.
Pull it down and covers the nose to my throat.
Then you robbed the local gas station.
That's right. That is right.
I love it. I love it. You know, this whole COVID thing, make everybody look like they're about to rob a bank.
Yeah, and then now they can't tell you to take it off.
That's right. Yeah, last year I went to a bank and they told me to take off my mask. And I was like, are you sure? Are you scared I'm not going to kill everybody? And they're like, well, you have to. I said, but you already know who I am because I'm going to put in my information. You're going to know where I live. You'll have all that. But like, we need your face. It was totally
I don't know
crap.
If that's an actual rule.
It's not. They were just being difficult. All right. So I wanted to bring this up. This is an important thing. I think this is something maybe somewhere someone touched on this, but there is a big, and yeah, there are a lot of problems with the Star Wars sequel trilogy, but I think this is the biggest one. This
okay.
is the number one problem. You ready?
Yes.
The number one problem is that bringing Palpatine back for the last film, right? And having Rey, but spoilers, by the way.
I was going to say, shouldn't you say spoiler alert before you tell them that Palpatine came back?
Yeah, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, you're not missing out. But just in case you haven't seen it yet, go watch it. Pause this. Go watch the movie. Come back. Put it back on. And if you don't have Disney Plus, I don't know, go buy the
Jump
movie.
Off a bridge.
Or something. Yeah, come on. What's going on?
Yeah, if you don't know about Rey Palpatine, then what the hell?
Yeah, Rey Palpatine. So, yeah, spoilers. So, anyway, we find out, you know, Rey is the granddaughter of Palpatine, biological granddaughter. So, but here's the thing. Palpatine coming back, right, in that movie, and then Rey destroying him or killing him at the end defeats the entire purpose of Darth Vader. The entire purpose of Darth Vader was to
Who?
Get... Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
That's perfect. So you don't even know. I just made this up. This whole thing. I mean, no. This has been going on in my head ever since that movie came out. And I was like, what the hell? But I have to say something about it. All right.
Huh?
The sequel trilogy, I know a lot of people weren't fans of it. I didn't like it. I watched them. I felt that that what was it called? The Last Jedi, that one. I felt the sole purpose of that one was to make people be wrong about what they were guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I swear, like the Force Awakens came out. I thought that was decent. Okay, I thought that was a pretty decent movie. I said, okay, I can see how they're taking things from the original movie and stuff like that and trying to put it into this with, you know, something new going on. So, all right, not too bad. Let's see where it goes. The Last Jedi was like, it just, to me, it looked like the director got pissed off that people were guessing correctly what was going to happen in the movie. So he said, write that out and change this and do that and do this. And it became so unpredictable, right? With a bunch of storylines that ended up going absolutely nowhere.
Listen, to me, the second one's the best one out of all of them.
Because it's unpredictable?
No, because I love the fight at the end on that red planet.
No, that was good. I like stuff like that. That was
cool. Badass. Like Kylo Ren losing his shit and trying to fight Luke Skywalker.
That
and then this whole time you think that he's just gangster and the laser beams missed him and he learned some new Jedi tricks and everything. And the motherfucker wasn't even there.
He wasn't even there.
But he was there awesome. Because he touched Leia.
Yeah, he was. He like force projected himself to that location.
But he physically touched her.
Yes. Yeah, because he could project as much of himself or as little of himself as he needed to. So we can go into that whole thing. But like I said, there were some, I don't know if I said that, but there were some really good parts in all three movies.
No, you just started off by talking about how you disliked it.
I did dislike it. I dislike the overall arc. There was awesome stuff in each film.
Yeah, like Chewbacca eating those little fuzzy things while they're watching.
Yeah, that
He's
was
just like, just eating it.
And they're
And
like,
the other one's like, that's my cousin. What are you doing?
that was great.
Or Luke drinking the green milk out of the animal directly. That was pretty gross.
You know what though? That I liked because that was showing you that this guy's just kind of he's just in survival only mode.
You
It's
would
not
like that. You're nasty. Big fat green.
he moved from blue milk to green milk. Took him 30 years, but he advanced to a different color milk.
And bringing back Yoda was pretty badass.
That was cool. But like I said, the overall like the story for The Last Jedi was very weak in itself, right?
But they're going to redeem themselves. They got the new Obi-Wan series coming out, and that's going to redeem everybody and everything.
I hope so. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that really gets me. Out of all that stuff, Rey has to fight Palpatine. The fact that they brought him back, I think, was a huge mistake because Darth Vader, his entire arc is that he's this boy born with for a great destiny, right? But the whole destiny gets obscured by him turning to the dark side. But apparently, that was supposed to happen for him to defeat the Sith. He have to become the Sith and then destroy it from within. That means he has to kill his master and he has to die to destroy the Sith, which
Yeah,
is the
but
second.
you
But
knew
that's
that
the
it
whole
was going to
point.
happen in the beginning because in the first movie, Count Dooku, or in the third movie, the Clone Wars movie, Anakin, oh, that was the second movie. Anakin and Obi-Wan kill Count Dooku. And then Darth Maul shows up. Or no, vice versa. They kill Darth Maul, and then they kill Count Dooku, and then he becomes Darth Vader. So the Sith never actually dies in any of the
Except
movies.
that in Return of the Jedi, in part six, where Luke Skywalker has to face the Emperor, right? And then he duels Darth Vader, there is no apprentice, there is no other Sith. It's just those two guys. It's just the Emperor and Darth Vader. And they both die at the end of that movie, leaving zero Sith left.
No, because Darth Maul didn't die.
But Darth Maul never became a Sith Lord. See, that's the thing. He got
He did.
cut
He
in
was a
half.
Sith Lord in Rogue One.
But he also, no, he wasn't a Sith anymore. See, that's the thing. He was rejected by Palpatine, never got to finish his training. I mean, he continued his own stuff on his own, but he never became a Sith Lord. Like
He
he
was still
never,
Darth Maul.
well, he still got the name, but that doesn't, he's not technically Sith anymore
You
because
don't
he
get that
his
name. You get the
master.
name from Palpatine. Palpatine names you. Named him Count Dooku. Named him Darth Maul. Named him Darth Vader. Palpatine makes the names. So he can't continue to use the name if he's not Sith. That's like repping the wrong group. Like if you're not part of the group, you can't talk about the group.
I mean, I don't know exactly how that whole name part works, but my understanding is that Darth Maul was, after he was defeated by Obi-Wan, returned back to Palpatine, and Palpatine said, "You lost to a Padawan. Get out of my
Okay,
face." And
so
rejected him, and then took on Count Dooku
I just went
after.
in the Google machine and I said, is Darth Maul A? And the first thing that auto-corrected was Sith Lord. And it says Darth Maul was a deadly, agile Sith Lord trained by the evil Darth Sidious. Darth Maul was a formidable warrior and scheming mastermind. He wielded an intimidating double-bladed lightsaber and fought with a menacing ferocity. So yes, he is a Sith Lord.
All right, I guess so. But all right, now you're ready for this part? So this is the interesting thing. I heard, I gotta find this somewhere, but what I understood was that first, and we're talking about comic book stuff. We're talking about Star Wars comics, but he was rejected by Palpatine afterwards. But George Lucas actually his prequel or his sequel trilogy, right? His 7, 8, and 9 films that he had wrote. Because he actually had the ideas written down. It's not like he didn't have anything written down. He actually had 1 through 12 written out. And he let somebody read it, like some kind of journalist read the whole thing. And the guy said that it was amazing. It was going to be four sets of trilogies, right? It was, and at the time, only four, five, and six had been released. So one, two, and three weren't even released at the time. This guy read all 12 and was like, "This is amazing." He said, seven, eight, nine is going to be the most amazing out of all of them. And but apparently, the big bad would have been Darth Maul for seven, eight, and nine. Except he wouldn't, my understanding is that he wouldn't be technically a Sith, he'd be something else. He'd be like a dark force user. And he's like this big, he's got like a criminal empire or something. But he kind of did that. If you saw the Solo movie, he was the ruler of some kind of criminal empire at that point.
Yeah, it was like Darth Mirror or something like that.
Yeah, or the yeah, there was the, I forget the name, the or Crimson something, Crimson, yeah, Crimson something, but
Yeah.
yeah. So anyway, I don't know the rules about the Sith thing, but the concept behind Darth Vader dying was because he had to end the Sith, and that was part of the he had to sacrifice his own life in order to destroy the Sith. He kills the Emperor, who's the master, and then he lets himself die without taking on another apprentice. Boom.
Okay.
Sith done. And bringing Palpatine back kind of makes Darth Vader's death irrelevant. There's no point. What was the point then? I was like, what was the whole point of any of those films? Because they just bring this guy back to go, all right, well, here's the big bad. And it's like, why couldn't you just introduce someone else? Or say, oh yeah, check this out. Like, I don't know, maybe when they killed off what's his name in the Last Jedi, they could just bring him back and be like, he's like, I got like 100 clones of myself. What do you think? I am stupid. I learned the lesson Palpatine never learned.
Right.
And then you're like, oh dip. Now you got yourself a real problem because this guy, Snoke, that's a Snoke. Has clones of himself, and you don't know where they are. So he could have like 1,000 clones of himself, and he just goes jumps from body to body, right?
Okay.
They could have done something like that. They could have done something where Rey turns to the dark side, and then what's his name turns back from the dark side.
I don't know.
Or something where like. I don't know. They could. There was more potential to do more things, and they just screwed it up. And they went down the Snoke clone thing anyway, but they didn't use it. And I was like, why didn't you just go with that? You could have been like, hey, look, Snoke is still there. He's still a threat, and he's even more powerful than you thought.
So was Kylo Ren a Sith?
I don't know that one. See, that I don't know, because he's
Because
not
that would
Darth anything.
technically be Darth Sidious's newest apprentice.
Right.
Because he was, maybe he was the guy that you're talking about that had the clones of himself.
Well, he might not be Sith, but he was a dark force user. For sure.
Okay, it says a dark side warrior with mysterious past. Kylo Ren was neither Jedi nor Sith, but a product of both sides' technique teachings. So he never became a full Sith, and he was the servant of Supreme Leader Snoke,
Right.
but he never actually became a Sith or a Jedi.
But I don't think Snoke was a Sith either.
No, because then he wouldn't have felt the he wouldn't have died by a lightsaber on his nightstand or whatever the hell.
Yeah, I was like. But you see, that's the thing is like there was potential to do something where you make Snoke even more dangerous because it's like, oh yeah, you can chop him to pieces. And he's like, yeah, I let you do that because I want you to think that you were. That you were more powerful than me, but you're not. Gotcha, right? And then he's like, "Eh, shit," and
So it
then.
says that in the Star Wars sequels introduced Supreme Leader Snoke, who, even though he had a great mastery of the dark side of the Force, was not a Sith Lord.
Right. Well, think of it like a like religions, right? So you have like, let's say Christianity, for example. Right,
Okay.
and they believe in
I like
Jesus.
how we're talking about Sith, and then the first thing you think of is let's talk about Christianity and the Sith.
No,
You're
I'm
trying
just
to
gonna
piss
use this as
people
an
off, and we're going to
yes.
get banned for this shit.
Good. No, we won't get banned for that. You get banned for
What,
other
for saying that
things.
Christians are like Sith lords?
No. Just
That's what you just said.
I'm just showing. I want to just convey the concept of what a Sith really is. So think of like Christianity. They believe in Jesus, right? Jesus Christ, the Savior.
Or
Okay,
the Supreme Emperor. Okay, gotcha.
but if you go to a Lutheran church, they have certain beliefs. If you go to a Catholic church, they have different beliefs,
So are you
right?
saying, I think I got this. Okay. So Buddhism worships Jabba the Hutt. So every single aspect of Star Wars culture can be related to a different type of religion.
We
So
could go with
Christianity
that.
is Sith lords. What is Buddha that likes Jabba the Hutt? I don't
Jabba
Buddhists.
the Hutt.
Buddhists like
Buddhist.
Jabba the Hutt.
Is that because he's fat?
Which one's Scientology? Is that the Ewoks where they just blindly go around through the forest and they're like, Scientology?
And they worship C-3PO. I don't know.
Dude, is
No, I'm
are
just giving you an
oh my
example of the
gosh, that's like
concept
Tom
of like.
Cruise. Dude, you are figuring shit out right now. Tom Cruise is an Ewok.
I don't.
He's
I
short
can't. I can't.
and he jumps on top of weird shit. Dude. Okay, Scientologists are Ewoks. The Buddhists are Jabba the Hutt people. Christians are Siths. Who are the Jedi?
You got me on that one. I don't know. What do we got left? There's like ve
Vegans?
no way. Vegans, no. Vegans are like, I don't know, like that Christian Science thing or something.
So what are the Jedis? What religion are the Jedis?
Well, I don't see, that's the thing. I mean, they would be, I would consider that more of like a
Probably the
Buddhist
Catholic
thing.
Church. The
No,
Jedis are
because
probably the
that's,
Catholic Church because they
but that's
are all
still
formal and they
Christianity.
wear robes and shit.
See, but that, see, that's the thing. Like the Jedi and the Sith believe in the same
Dude,
principles.
you just blew my mind. So Christians are Sith and Jedis.
Yes, but they have different belief systems about it. That's the
Holy
thing.
crap.
Right? So that's the thing. It's like you have Lutherans and you have Catholics, right? They believe something different than each other, right? But they do follow the same underlining principle behind all that. Both the Sith and the Jedi both acknowledge that the Force is where they get their power from and to use that Force.
And Yoda is like a priest because he made a little boy make him food, move stuff around. He made him exercise in front of him.
That's right. You're just like a priest. But they're supposed to be religions. In fact, in the very first Star Wars
I need to
film,
return my socks?
they specifically mention how the Jedi. No. You're okay. You're okay. He
My
never
Yoda
did
socks?
it. No, your Yoda socks are all right. They're fine.
I also have flash socks. They make me go faster.
That's good.
Yeah. Dude, I can't. You just blew my mind.
Ewok.
Organized religion is like Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, maybe. But that's the thing. In the very first Star Wars film, they point out how the Jedi is a religion and how it doesn't exist anymore. It was wiped
Yeah,
out
the
by.
Jedi religion has been wiped out.
Right. It was a religion. And so the Sith would be a religion as well. But it's different because they have different goals. But they believe in the same underlying principle. So you could say that they both are conceived from the same concept, but they veer off into different directions, right? So the Sith believe that it's all about yourself, and the Jedi believe it's all about everyone else.
So they're
Really,
government too, left wing, right wing. Oh
yeah,
my God.
two wings of the same bird.
Dude, we're still
Yeah.
getting banned for this.
We are not getting banned. No,
We
no,
have to put it in the title. Star Wars is like origin organized religion.
some of it. But then you got people like Han Solo who have nothing to do with those religions, but they're just hanging out with the people.
He was an atheist.
No, I mean, by the end, no, he knew the Force was real. He didn't believe it at first. He was an atheist. But then he saw things in action. He's like, okay, I can't deny what I saw. Not my thing, but hey, you do you, right? Which is fine. He doesn't have to be part of the religion. But of course, the way those religions work is that you have to have that gift in order to be fully in it. You know what
Yeah,
I mean?
you can't just drink the Kool-Aid and then you got the power. Dude,
No, it
that
doesn't work.
when I sat down to do this podcast tonight, this is not where I expected you to go.
It's like deep philosophical.
Star Wars and organized religion.
There you go.
That's why you never meet Mrs. Yoda, because she never existed.
That's right.
Because he had a vow of celibacy.
Well, I don't know if they had a vow of celibacy, but I
No, because
do
Samuel L.
know.
Jackson was a Jedi. You think he didn't get bitches?
He's like, damn, girl, the force is strong with
He's
you.
friggin' John Shaft, man. Shoot. And
But
Anakin had Padme, so they can't be celibate.
no, that was a secret.
Really? Everybody knew.
Nobody knew that. No, well, people figured it out, but nobody knew it was a secret. The only ones that knew were like R2-D2 and C-3PO because they were at the wedding. And probably the
Okay.
honeymoon.
Okay. Well, you know what? This has been enlightening. Star Wars, organized religion. Let us know what you think. Drop a comment in the bottom. If you hate us, let us know. If you love us, let us know. Next episode's going to be about The Office. Let's see if we can destroy that for people too. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. If you made it this far, just so you know, the whole episode had a spoiler alert warning. But yeah, if you just now got to the end and didn't realize that, our bad.
Yeah, my bad.
For the Titans of I Don't Know, I'm Ben.
Here, hold on. There's something very important we
Oh,
haven't.
shit.
Chuck Norris. I put him on the spot. He doesn't know what to say.
Which character in Star Wars was like Chuck Norris?
Bro, Chuck Norris got hit with a lightsaber. The lightsaber broke.
Tatooine is an exact scale replica of Chuck Norris's face under his beard.
Damn, that's serious.
Yeah. So anyway, Titans of I Don't Know. I'm Ben.
I'm Joe.
See you guys next time.
See ya.